From Madison, Wisconsin, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. Here again is the new All-American quiz game that matches against each other the varsity scholars of two great American colleges in the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight it's the University of Wisconsin, broadcasting from Madison, Wisconsin, out to challenge winner for the last 2 weeks, the varsity scholars of the University of Minnesota, on the air from Minneapolis. And here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hello there, everybody. It's good to have you with us. We're here for another battle of the intercollegiate brains. Tonight, the University of Minnesota, champion for the last 2 weeks, is out to make it three in a row. But out in Madison, Wisconsin, is a very determined Wisconsin team, which has every intention of ending the Minnesota streak before it really starts. So let's meet the challengers first. Out in Madison is Jim Mader, popular disc jockey for station WIBA, who will serve as Wisconsin referee. Are you with us, Jim?
I sure am, Alan, but hardly alone. With me are several hundred loyal Badgers here to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Wisconsin Union Building, from which I'm speaking. They're looking forward to a Wisconsin victory tonight also to sort of put the icing on the birthday cake.
Well, happy birthday to the Wisconsin Union, Jim. It's good to have you with us. Now, can we meet the Wisconsin team who have been given the assignment?
You certainly may, Alan. Here they are to introduce themselves.
Del Colby from Blair, Wisconsin.
Andy Ferber, New York City.
Leon Rosenberg, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dick Schickel, Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Okay, that's the Wisconsin team. Now let's jump up to Minneapolis, where KSTP's Ben Layton is on hand to take care of the referee chores for the University of Minnesota. How do the current champs look, Ben?
They look pretty confident, Alan. They have plenty of backing here in Murphy Hall. And I'm afraid that nobody present is anxious to help Wisconsin celebrate their Union Building silver anniversary. Here's the Minnesota team.
Tom Clayton, Winona, Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein, Pelham, New York.
Colleen Helgeson, Excelsior, Minnesota.
And Jack Davies, Coleraine, Minnesota.
Now, Howard Reed, will you give us the rules in this battle of the wits?
Well, the quiz is set up to determine how much these varsity scholars know and how quickly they can call upon their knowledge. And so we have toss-up questions. This is the way they work. Alan Ludden asks a question, and the first team to signal it has the answer gets a chance to answer. When Wisconsin signals, you'll hear... When Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here on the board in front of Alan and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if the team winning a chance at the toss-up question gives a wrong answer, the question then goes to the other team. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question. Each question is worth a designated number of points, and the team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl. Well, that's the way the game is played, so let's play it.
Okay, there's the opening whistle, and here is the first toss-up question. The winner of this toss-up question, the team that gets this toss-up question right, gets a chance at a bonus question which is worth 20 points. Are you ready? Here we go. For 10 points, two of the Channel Islands have the same names as breeds of cattle. What are they? Wisconsin.
Andrew Ferber is first up.
Guernsey and Holstein.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Yes, Tom Clayton.
Guernsey and Jersey.
Right, for 10 points. Jersey and Jersey. Two of the Channel Islands. All right, by getting that toss-up question right, Minnesota, you have won an opportunity to try for a 20-point bonus question. It's a mathematical question. It's going to be worth 20 points once you get your pencil and paper ready. You are to start with the date of the Magna Carta. You're to divide that number by the number of musketeers in the Alexander Dumas title and subtract from that number the number of horsemen of the apocalypse. You got it? The apocalypse. All right. Now I want the numerical answer for 20 points.
All right, here's Roger Feinstein with the answer.
401.
401. Roger, you're right for 20 points for Minnesota. Now, can you tell me how you got it? Can you run that down, Roger? And will you pronounce the title of that horseman again?
Apocalypse.
Yeah, thank you very much. You should be here. All right, now would you run this mathematical equation down again?
Yes, the Magna Carta was signed in 1215.
Right.
There were three musketeers.
Right.
And four is the other answer. I forget the question.
Yeah, that's right. It's good. 1215 divided by 3 equals 405 minus 4, the horseman of the apocalypse.
Yes.
And you get 401 for 20 points. Okay. Here's a toss-up question for 10 points. You're going to earn, if you win this, a bonus question of 20 points. The movie industry's 3D, stereophonic sound, and a new process developed by General Electric called Smellorama were fictitionally forecast in what 1932 novel? Wisconsin.
Bell Colby is first up this time.
Aldous Huxley's Brave New World.
Right for 10 points, Wisconsin. All right, Dale, you won for Wisconsin a chance at a 20-point bonus. Now, this is a five-part question. You'll get 5 points for each part. I want you to tell me for 5 points who each of the following are. First of all, who is the Wizard of Menlo Park? Anybody on the Wisconsin team?
Dick Schickel is up.
Thomas Edison.
Right for 5 points. Now, anybody on the Wisconsin team? Who was the Sage of Concord? The Sage of Concord for 5 points.
Emerson.
Right, for Wisconsin. Who was speaking?
That was Roger Del Colby.
Okay, Alan. Del. All right, here's 5 more points for you. 5 more points, Wisconsin, if you can tell me the Blonde Beast of Baltimore. Who was the Blonde Beast of Baltimore? For 5 points. The Blonde Beast of Baltimore, time's up. It was H.L. Mencken. All right, you've still got a chance for 5 more points. Tell me, who is the Bard... Who was the Bard of Twickenham? The Bard of Twickenham. Anybody on the Wisconsin team? For 5 points. Time's up. It was Alexander Pope. Okay. Now, before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what are the stakes in this quiz game. Howard?
Well, each week, NBC will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches since 1866, maker of fine watches of the highest character. Those are the stakes. And now with the score Wisconsin 20, Minnesota 30... We go back to a toss-up question. Remember, the team answering it correctly gets a chance at a bonus question. Alan?
Okay, let's get this ball back and play. I'm so eager here. I hope I don't run any more of your apocalypse bits. Now, if you get this toss-up question, you're going to have a chance at a 40-point bonus. So on your toes, a 40-point bonus is coming up. Now, here's your toss-up. Football fans of 1929-1931 called him Little Boy Blue. For 10 points... What was the real name of Yale's celebrated quarterback? Anybody take it? Nobody knows it in 1953. It was Albie Booth, Little Boy Blue. Okay, here's another toss-up question. You're still working for a 40-point bonus. In a village named Morality dwells a gentleman named Legality. The gentleman named Legality has a son named Civility. Now, for 10 points... In what book do we find the characters Legality and Civility? Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson.
Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan.
Right, for 10 points. And you... You earned the 10. I remember in Pilgrim's Progress at a 40-point bonus. Now, there are 4 parts to this question. If you entered a courtroom and heard the following evidence, tell us for 10 points each, who would the defendants be in each case? First, out of classical literature, a woman is charged with killing her children, her former husband's new wife, and father-in-law.
The defendant would be Medea.
You're right for 10 points. All right, we're still looking for courtroom cases. Now here, for 10 points, a man is charged with killing a girl out of jealousy of a bullfighter in a popular opera. Who is he?
Colleen?
The defendant would be Don Jose.
Uh-huh, in the opera Carmen, right for 10 more points. All right. Now, a biblical personality is charged with fratricide. A biblical personality with fratricide.
Here's Colleen again.
Okay, Colleen.
Cain.
Kane for 10 more points for killing his brother Abel. All right, you'll make it 40 points you earned on this bonus if you get this next one. From French fiction, a man charged with medical incompetency for having unnecessarily caused the loss of a leg. From French fiction. Anybody on the Minnesota team? Colleen is not the only one that can answer.
Roger, you look like you have the answer.
One from one of Flaubert's novels.
Yes?
Madame Bovary.
That's right. Now, wait. Wait just a minute. No, I cannot give it to you all. I can't give you the 10 points unless you can, Roger, tell me the name of the defendant. You got the book and the author.
It's Dr. Charles Bovary.
You're right for 10 points. Okay, what's the score, Howard?
Alan, the score now is Wisconsin 20, Minnesota 80, with 17 minutes to go.
Okay, Wisconsin, are you on your toes? Let's celebrate this anniversary, this 25th anniversary of the Wisconsin Union now. Here we go. Here is the toss-up question that if you win, you might have a chance at a music question coming up next worth 30 points. All right, here is the toss-up for 10 points. What man recently turned a letter about a Sing Sing convict into a ticket to the New Jersey governorship? Wisconsin.
Here's Andy Ferber.
Robert Miner.
Right. What did he do?
He beat Quarles Trost.
What was that?
He beat Quarles Trost for the governorship.
You're right. You got 10 points there, and you got a chance at a 30-point bonus question, a music question. Now, we're going to play three classical compositions. For 10 points each, I want you to tell us the emotion or the state of mind that is named in the title of the composition. Here's your first one.
We have it, Alan.
You have it already?
Andrew Ferber thinks he has the answer.
Haydn's Surprise Symphony, I believe.
Right, for 10 points. You'll get 10 more points. Now, if you'll tell me the emotion or state of mind in the title of this composition.
We're on our toes. Here we go again.
All right.
This time it's Richard Schickel.
All right, Richard.
I think that's Tchaikovsky's Pathetique, isn't it?
That's right. Pathos. That's right. 10 more points for Wisconsin. All right, Wisconsin, now if you can name this one, you're going to earn 30 points for this bonus. What emotion or state of mind is mentioned in the title of this composition?
Okay, Alan.
Oh, you got it already.
We're on our toes. Del Colby.
Desire, box, Jesu, joy of man's desire.
Joy, that's right. Johannes... Okay, what's the score now, Howard?
Well, right now the score is Wisconsin 60, Minnesota 80 with 15 minutes to go.
Okay, here's a toss-up question. If you get it, you have a chance at a bonus question to hold on to your hats. The next bonus is worth 50 points, so get ready for 10 points. What gray-haired, 90-year-old Civil War heroine is best remembered for her defiance of Stonewall Jackson and his men? Wisconsin.
Here's Richard Schickel first up.
That was Barbara Fritchie, I believe.
Barbara Fritchie. Now, I heard a groan there. I want to explain something. May I point out for the benefit of late arrivals that our electronic selector is so designed that only one signal can get through to light up on the board in front of me here in Radio City. Occasionally, you may hear two tones simultaneously, making it difficult to pick out the first one by ear alone. And that's why we have a system of lights here. You see, the first tone to register, even if by the smallest fraction of a second, automatically flashes the corresponding light, making it impossible for the other light to go on. Thus, with an electronic assist from the NBC engineering department, we can't be in doubt about the first button pressed. So, Wisconsin pressed that, although perhaps only a split second earlier than Minnesota. They pressed it. They won the toss-up question. They got it right by naming Barbara Fritchie. And now they have a chance at a 50-point bonus question, 10 points per part. It's an alphabet question. It's an alphabet question. Now, you're to give us the letter or letters associated with one for 10 points. Nathaniel Hawthorne, the scarlet letter. Wisconsin. Anybody on the Wisconsin team?
Del Colby has it.
A.
A. Writes right for 10 points. A is the scarlet letter. All right, now... I want to know a series of letters that almost precipitated a French-American war.
Richard Schickel this time.
Dick.
That was the XYZ affair.
You're so right for 10 more points. The XYZ correspondence. Okay. Now, for 10 more points, give me the letters in the chemical symbol of the metallic element sodium.
Here's Leon Rosenberg.
N.A.
That's easy, isn't it, Leon? That's really 10 points. Okay, this isn't so easy for 10 points. The last name of the main character in Franz Kafka's The Trial.
Richard Schickel again.
Dick? K, I believe.
K, you believe right. Joseph K was his name. All right, you'll get 50 points on this one if you get this last one. The letters that stand for the expression... in the year of the king's or queen's reign. You see those letters after the name. What are those three letters? In the year of the king or queen's reign. Time's up.
Okay. Andy Ferber.
It'd be HMR, wouldn't it?
No, I'm sorry, Andy. It would be ARR. Now, I'm going to try this in Latin. Anno Regne Regis. It means in the year of the king or queen's reign. Okay, what's the score now?
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout.
Okay, the score is 110 for Wisconsin and 80 for Minnesota. We got a minute out here. I want to talk to Dick Schickel in Wisconsin. Dick, I want you to tell me in 30 seconds briefly, what is this you're celebrating out there right now?
Well, Alan, we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Memorial Union. And last night there was a big birthday party here in the Union with a six-tiered birthday cake that was cut by, among others, the president of the university, Edwin B. Fred, and the governor of the state, Walter J. Kohler, Jr. At the time, the president of the union here, Ted Crabb, said that this union was the ultimate in unions. Now, this may be a little bit of pardonable pride on Ted's part, but I think it pretty well sums up the Wisconsin students' feeling about the union.
It's a great union. You did a good job, Dick. Now I'd like to go out to Minnesota to ask Jack Davies, who I understand is a journalism major. I'd like to ask you, Jack, to briefly explain what happened on the football field today with Minnesota.
We're not celebrating anything today, Mr. Ludden.
You're not?
No.
How do you explain it?
Iowa took us to the cleaners 27-0. But we're looking forward to next Saturday when we meet a team who we have a fairly decent record against in past years.
What's the name of that team?
University of Wisconsin, I believe.
Oh, I've heard of them. You're planning to beat them next week.
Okay, Alan, time to get back to the quiz. With the score Wisconsin 110, Minnesota 80, how about another toss-up question?
Here's a toss-up question that could earn for you a 40-point bonus. For 10 points, what was the score of today's football game between Army and Pennsylvania? Minnesota.
Jack Davies.
Army beat Pennsylvania 21-14.
Right for 10 points, and you won for Minnesota a 40-point bonus. Or shall I say, it's a bonus question that could net you 40 points. Now, Minnesota, you got to work as a team. This is a team question. Earl Warren of California was recently appointed Chief Justice of the United States. Now, in all, there have been 13 Chief Justices preceding Warren. If you can name five previous Chief Justices, you'll get 15 points. If you can name nine Chief Justices, you'll get 25 points. And if you can name all 13, you're going to earn 40 points. Now, let's see how many previous Chief Justices you can name.
Call them off, kid.
J. Marshall.
Taney.
Stone.
Wait. Taney, right. Who?
Stone. Harlan Fisk Stone.
Vincent Taft.
Vander.
Vincent, wait a minute. Vincent Taft. All right, go on.
Van Deventer.
No.
You've got
Hughes.
Six. What?
Hughes.
Yeah. That's seven.
How many do we have to get?
One, two, three, four more. Five more to get 40 points. You've got 15 points now.
Who handed down the
You have named
side.
Hughes, Jay, Marshall, Stone, Taft, Taney, and Vinson. There are one, two, three, four, five, six more to go. Six more to go. And Mr. McGregor says, time's up. Okay, you get 15 points for that, though, Minnesota. And here's another bonus. On your toes, we're working now toward another music question that could earn you 30 points if you got it. There are three bones in the human body known as the hammer, anvil, and stirrup. Where are the... Disqualified, I'm sorry. You answered before I had finished the question. The question is therefore thrown out. The answer was the middle ear, but I didn't get quite down to the answer in the question. All right, here is another toss-up question. On your toes, both of you. For 10 points, in opera, what European city is the home of both a tonsorial artist and a lady who is employed in a cigarette factory? Okay, my Wisconsin light lit first. What's the answer, Wisconsin?
At the head of the table, Del Colby.
Seville.
Seville. Can you name the operas?
The Barbara of Seville and Carmen.
All right, you've got 10 points there, and you got a chance for the 30-point music bonus. It's going to be a Dixieland music question now, so hold on to your hats. We're going to hear three jazz classics. All of these have street in their titles. For 10 points, you're to name the street. Okay, here's the first one.
That's enough, Alan.
Okay.
Three hands. Andy Ferber was first.
Basin Street.
Basin Street for 10 points. Okay. Now for 10 points, here's another classic jazz with street in the title. What street?
We're ready.
Are you ready? I hate to stop. What is it? What is it?
Andy Ferber again.
Okay, Andy.
That's South Rampart Street, I believe.
You're so right for 10 more points. All right, now... Now, here is a classic. This is an old record. This is real, authentic jazz. What street is being played here? 1927. This is recorded. Who's going to take this
one? Oh, it's beautiful. Andy Ferber comes up with the third, I hope.
Okay, Andy.
12th Street Rag.
12th Street Rag for 10 points, and that was Louis Armstrong. Okay, what's the score now, Howard?
Well, the score now is Wisconsin way out in front. Wisconsin 150, Minnesota 105, and 6.5 minutes to go.
Okay, here we go with a toss-up question. Earning you, if you win it, you'll get a 30-point bonus. Now, we all know it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, but a man named Dickinson recently proved that it's not always so. For 10 points, who is Dickinson? Minnesota.
Jack Davies has his hand up.
Jack. He was a prisoner of the Red Forces in Korea, and he decided to come back to the United States.
Right for 10 points. Okay. You're after now a 30-point bonus question. 10 points each if you will complete the following statements of relationship Minnesota. Anybody on the Minnesota team can answer these. Here we go, first one for 10 points. Ballet dancers are to painter Degas what Tahitian natives are to whom?
Paul Gauguin.
Gauguin.
Gauguin for 10 points. All right. The Pit and the Pendulum was to Edgar Allan Poe what the Pit was to whom? The Pit and the Pendulum to Edgar Allan Poe what the Pit was to whom for 10 points?
Snake Pit? No, it isn't a Snake Pit. Upton Sinclair?
Time's up. No, I'm sorry. It was Frank Norris. He wrote The Pit. Okay, now here. This is a good one. This is a trick one. Think hard on this for 10 points. The author of A Farewell to Arms was to Leicester Hemingway what the author of Washington Square was to whom?
Roger. William James.
William James, right for 10 points. Tell me how you figured that, Roger. How you figured that, Roger?
Brother Henry, who was Henry James Jr., wrote Washington Square.
You're right.
And Lester is Ernest's brother.
15 points.
You're right. You pronounced it right. It is Lester Hemingway. It's spelled the other way, but it's pronounced Lester. Okay, you got that. All right, here's a toss-up question worth 10 points. It'll net you a 30-point chance at a 30-point bonus. For 10 points, who said, a bird in hand is worth two in the bush? Who said that first? 10 points. Nobody takers? Nobody? Minnesota.
Jack Davies has his hand up.
Ben Franklin?
No, can you take it, Wisconsin?
Let me take it again.
Can you take it, Wisconsin?
A blank.
A blank. Well, I'll tell you, it was Cervantes and Don Quixote. All right, here's another toss-up question. 10 points. You're working toward a 30-point bonus. Harry really made news this week. In fact, three Harrys were on the headlines. For 10 points, who were they? Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein.
It was Harry Truman, Harry Vaughan, and Harry Dexter White.
Right for 10 points. You earned Minnesota a chance at a 30-point bonus. Now, for 10 points, there are some more relationship questions. Complete the following statements of relationship. Robert A. Taft. Now, this is for 10 points, the first one. Robert A. Taft was to William Howard Taft what Father Time in the Thomas Hardy novel was to whom? In the Thomas Hardy novel, Father Time. Can you get that for 10 points?
It looks... Wait a minute. Here's Roger.
I'll say Angel Clare.
No, I'm sorry. It was Judd Foley. Judd Foley, rather. Robert was the son of William, and Father Time was the son of Judd Foley and Jude the Obscure. By Thomas Hardy. Jude Foley, rather. Okay? For 10 points, complete this statement of relationship, Minnesota. Anybody on the Minnesota team. General Montgomery was to Rommel what Scipio Africanus was to whom?
Okay, Tom Clayton.
The Hannibal?
You're right for 10 points. Hannibal. Montgomery chased Rommel out of Africa, and Africanus chased Hannibal out of Africa. All right, for 10 points. Huck Finn was to Mark Twain what Penrod was to whom?
Oh, there we are.
Booth Tarkington, right for 10 points. Okay, what's the score now, Howard?
Minnesota is pulled back out in front with 165. Wisconsin has 150. We have 2.5 minutes left to play.
Okay, here's a toss-up question that could earn you a chance at a 20-point bonus. Everybody knows the legend of the strikeout of Mighty Casey at the bat. Andy Verapapa also struck out many times and has become a legend in sports. For 10 points, who is Verapapa and what is his sport?
Did I do it?
You did it too fast. I'm sorry. The question was, what is
McCracks.
This? Okay, it was Verapapa. Verapapa was a bowler, rather. All right, here goes another toss-up question. For 10 points, tell us, who said, hope springs eternal in the human breath? Minnesota.
Jack Davies has his hand up.
Alexander Pope.
Right, for 10 points, you got a chance of 20 points. Courier, here is your Minnesota. Here is your bonus. Courier and Ives were famous American lithographers. For 20 points, give us their first names. Anybody on the Minnesota team? The time is running out. Hurry.
Go ahead, Jack.
Richard and William?
No, I'm sorry. It was Nathaniel Courier and James Merritt Ives. Here's a toss-up question. Working toward a 20-point bonus. Anybody take this now. Tell us for 10 points, who recently appeared in court attired in a pair of pajamas? Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson has her hand up.
Mosa Deek.
Right, for 10 points. You won a 20-point bonus for Minnesota. You'll get 5 points for each of these, for completing each of these pairs. An opera by Debussy, Pelias, and...
Melisande.
Right for 5 points. According to Greek legend, it's Orpheus and...
Eurydice.
Right for 10 points, Eurydice. A novel by Ivan Turgenev.
Fathers and Sons.
Fathers and Sons, and I didn't even start the first one. All right. The German legislative bodies, the Bundestag and...
The Reichstag.
No, it's the Bundesrat. All right, that was 15 points there. Now, here's a toss-up question worth 10 points. The renowned French author who played the prominent role, you are to tell us, what renowned French author played the prominent role in the acquittal of Alfred Dreyfus? Minnesota's light.
Roger Feinstein.
Emil Zola.
Right for 10 points. You got a 20-point bonus here. For a bonus of 20 points, Minnesota, tell me, what 17th-century poet was concerned with every man in and out of his humor? 17th century poet.
Okay,
every man.
Jack, try it.
Ben Johnson.
Right for 20 points, Ben Johnson. Here's a 10-point bonus question. A toss-up question. For 10 points, what kick caused a famous conflagration? Wisconsin.
Here's Andy Ferber.
Mrs. Murphy's cow kicking over to start the Chicago fire.
Right, and you earned a chance at a 40-point bonus, Wisconsin. For 10 points each. For 10 points each, you're to give us the sum of money, and you tell us the...
Don't we get our bonus?
And that's it. Sorry, Alan. Time's up, but the game's over for the week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is Wisconsin, 160, and 230 points for the winner, Minnesota. To each member of the Wisconsin team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Minnesota will receive a $500 gift to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in this new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of the University of Pennsylvania at Philadelphia. Now, here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Okay, I want to congratulate Minneapolis again, Minnesota. And I want to say thank you to the wonderful team from the University of Wisconsin, Andy Ferber, Del Covey, Leon Rosenberg, and Dick Schickel. You did a great job. In the weeks to follow, we're going to have varsity scholars from the University of Illinois, New York University, Notre Dame University, the University of Georgia, and other outstanding colleges and universities all over the nation.
Good
Friday. Be with us again next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Okay, now this is Alan Ludden saying, see you tomorrow on weekend, and so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Wisconsin, Jim Mader of station WIBA in Madison, and for Minnesota, it was Ben Lighten of station KSTP in Minneapolis. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC Radio Network production originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, directed by Ken McGregor. Howard Reed speaking. Tonight, laugh with the Baron and the Bee on the NBC Radio Network.